she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
pennies. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Hi, how are ya? We're here every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex. They are open at both locations for your business. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And as always, you can follow along with the shows of the stories that we're going to do on the show and a lot of other cool car stuff at the Facebook page of AutoFlex Leasing. You can go to autoflex.com, click on our Facebook, and like it.
That's right, and follow along. I got to give a quick congratulations before we get into the meat of the show today. Congrats, David Blassingame. You just won yourself a Big Bad Leasing Award.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was presented the Clemens Pinder Award, which is the highest award that you can... Nobody can hear me over that.
Sorry. We're so happy for you.
It's the highest... There you go. Thank you, Lane. That's a lot more appropriate, I must say. It's the highest award you can receive in the leasing industry. It was presented to me by the National Vehicle Leasing Association at the conference I was attending last week in Tucson, Arizona.
That's really cool.
You should see it, too. It's about the size of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah?
It's this huge, and they
seriously
had to ship it
is.
To him in a steel
case. It's silver, and it's crazy.
Do you have to build a special case for it in your office?
Gonna.
I think I would, too.
But he only gets to keep it for the year. This is one that rotates around.
Oh.
And they award somebody when they deem
fit. Next year. So you need to take some pictures with
they
it.
They actually don't award
it's
it
every year.
Yeah. Oh. Some years they don't award it, so... Anyway, maybe it's been in existence since 1977. That's when they started
awarding it. Maybe he can hold on to it for a little longer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just
can you be the one in charge of it until they do?
Until they take it away from me. Until they pry it from my dead cold fingers.
That's the way to do it. So a little bit later, we're going to talk about hail damage because I know a lot of people had their cars dinged up over the past couple of days when we had that
time
crazy weather.
Yeah. Ugh.
I know. I was so excited when I started seeing the trees blooming.
Yes.
And then I went, oh.
As long as you're parked inside, yeah.
Hail and tornadoes are following all of these beautiful blooms.
I know. All hail breaks loose.
Yep.
So just we'll get into that probably around 9:45, so stay tuned for that if you did have some damage. We're going to help you out with your repairs, tell you what the best methods are. But first, let's talk about a recall that Mazda's going through right now.
Well, it's a bit of a problem. For the second time in 3 years, Mazda is having to recall their 2.5-liter Mazda 6 vehicles because spiders get into the fuel lines at the assembly plant and they weave webs across the evaporative tube where it lets the pressure out of the tank, basically. And so a couple of years ago, Mazda had to recall thousands of 2.5-liter Mazda 6s, and they thought they had it fixed because they put a blockage in the fuel line that they thought would keep the spiders out. But spiders are pretty smart.
Right.
And they have found their way around the blockage. So if you're driving a 2.5-liter Mazda 6 anywhere from 2010 to 2012, you might give your local Mazda dealer a call and ask about the service that they have that gets the spiders out of your fuel line.
You might have a Charlotte in there.
Yeah, you might.
You never know. Isn't that bizarre? Now, what draws them in there, David? It's something about the smell.
They love the smell of petroleum.
Bizarre.
Seriously.
Why aren't they in every car then?
Well, I think they're in the area of the plant where they have these spiders. I mean, where they build these cars. It's in Michigan, and it's just that area that the spiders exist.
So we need to find out.
They love the smell of petroleum, and so they're drawn in by this smell.
I want to know specifically what type of spider this is. This is interesting because anybody else that's building any kind of a plant, any kind of a factory with you've got to think about when there's petroleum involved, I suppose.
It's called the yellow sack spider, SAC. Yes. So,
okay, never mind.
It doesn't have a nice name, no.
No. So if you've got a 2010 to 2012 Mazda 2.5 liter, Give your dealership a call today.
Yeah, because the problem is...
It's too bizarre.
It can build up extra pressure and actually cause a crack in your fuel tank, which will cause leaking gasoline and could be a fire hazard, it says.
Not to mention spiders.
And the spiders. That's the worst part, isn't
it? Yes.
Forget about the fact that my car won't run. I wonder if this is the only recall in history ever that was caused by critters.
Yeah. Oh, well, 3 years ago, Mazda had the same recall. What I mean. Other than that, I've never heard of that before.
Have any of our brilliant Autoflex Leasing fan texters,
yeah.
Heard of anything bizarre like that? I just think that's too weird. You know, from time to time, you'll see a car or somebody has to take a car in because rats or mice get up in if the car sits too long and they have these critters around their outside. They live by fields and things like that. They'll chew up lines and wiring. In cars.
Right.
I've seen that quite a bit. And just FYI, apparently rats love to chew on the seats, like the leather seats. So if you take your third row seat out of your SUV, you know how those are removable?
Mm-hmm. Don't put it in the garage.
Well, or hang it up where they can't get to it because I've had clients who had to buy a new third row. They took it out, put it in the garage, left it there the whole time. They didn't need it. When it came time to turn the lease car back in, Tammy? Something happened to this seat.
We don't have it anymore.
Oh.
Well, here's what's left of it.
They get in under the bottom of the seat and they take the stuffing out because they use it to build like rat's nest.
And they like to gnaw on that leather, especially the Lexus ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you saying that to scare me?
No, you can't take your seat out.
No, probably not.
No, to get into your car. No, this is something that, you know, it has to be sitting for a while. Anyway.
You know what I do, though? Sometimes, let's say I went and picked up food to go. I don't want that smell in my car, so I'll leave my sunroof and my windows open in the garage. And the next morning, I'm always freaked out that there's going to be a cockroach or a mouse or something in my car with me.
You have a lot of cockroaches in your garage?
I don't think so, but what if? You know, what if one day they crawled in while I had the garage door open or something?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want anybody in my car without me.
What they call water. Bugs are like 2-inch long cockroaches, really. That's what they are.
Well, especially those ones that fly. I run from those.
I actually have run from those things. Okay, this is a car show, not a bug show. How'd we get...
Because that happens sometimes.
Bugs,
we're having
rats.
Fun. That's why. So, Insure.com came out with their annual study of the least expensive and most expensive cars to insure, and... the best states or the most expensive and the least expensive states for car insurance. So let's go through that.
And I'm curious, David, the very first one on the least expensive, and then it's the same vehicle but in a different trim level, is on the most expensive. And so I was wondering, no, it isn't. Never mind.
No, it's not.
Never mind.
Okay, moving right along. And I was a little surprised. The least expensive car to insure in 2014, on average, state across state, is the Jeep Wrangler Sport.
Right. It must be the price of the parts, because I know for a while people were thinking that those Jeep Wranglers were easy to roll over.
Well, you know, that's been a long, long time ago.
Right.
And they changed the center of gravity and they changed the suspension since then. But
okay, good.
I think the reality is that most people don't go four-wheeling in a Jeep Wrangler Sport. They buy it to drive it on the weekends. They buy it to drive it to have the top off of it when the weather's pretty. Mm-hmm. And it's an inexpensive car. The other thing is people don't race them around. They're not known as like a really fast car. It's not somebody, you know, it's a drive around the neighborhood, maybe put the boat on the back of it and take it to the lake, that kind of thing. So the accident rate is probably less, and certainly it's a less expensive car when you look at repairing it just because the car is a less expensive car.
And most of the sport trim levels, you know what, are stick shifts, so people are probably less likely to be texting.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that later in the show, yeah. Also, the number two car, Honda Odyssey LX, and that's a pretty obvious car because it is a family car. You'll note if you go to Insure.com's website that the family cars, the Caravans, the Odysseys, the Pilots, a lot of those vehicles are very inexpensive to insure. And the reason is they're usually carrying kids.
Right.
And people are very careful when they drive their children around.
They drive differently.
Yeah, they do drive differently. And they have that little sticker on the back that says baby on board, like you'd hit them if they didn't have that.
Right.
But they've got that sticker.
Watch out.
So, moving down the list, the Jeep Patriot Sport, probably the same reason. That's even less of an off-road vehicle. A Honda CR-V LX, the Jeep Compass Sport, again. And look at all the Jeeps on there,
yeah,
by the way.
I know, right?
Chrysler Town & Country, again, the Kid Mover. Subaru Outback. people that drive Subarus tend to be very cautious drivers, I think. They are, except for the ones
the
that
ZRX
drive the,
or
yeah,
whatever.
The WRXs.
Or WRX, yes.
And those people are, they're little speed freaks. The Dodge Journey SE, the Honda Odyssey, again, EX, and it goes right on down the line. There's really not a lot of surprises in here. Now, when it comes to the most expensive cars to insure, and Tammy's got a really great story on this, when you're going to get a car, find out what it's going to cost to insure the car before you decide, oh, that's going to be it. Because sometimes you'll be surprised. Now,
well, and tell them why. The difference annually for that Jeep Wrangler Sport, they put an average annual premium of $1,080. That's for full coverage insurance.
And for the most expensive car, the annual premium runs $3,169.
So triple.
Yeah.
But the car also costs more than triple. It's a Nissan GTR Track Edition.
And it does.
It'll go real fast.
Second most expensive car, the BMW M6. Only people that buy that want to go fast.
Exactly.
That's why you buy the car. It's a great car. It's just really fast. Mercedes-Benz CL 550 all-wheel drive. Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG GT. That is a very fast car. Also terribly, terribly expensive. The Porsche Panamera Turbo, the Audi R8 Spider Quattro, Mercedes-Benz G63. So as you look through these most expensive cars, two things predominate. Number one, they go really fast. And number two, they cost well over $100,000.
So if you do have an accident, your parts are a lot more expensive. And even the labor rate to work on those cars
is a lot
higher than it is on a Honda or a Jeep.
And what I noticed out of the top 20 most expensive cars to insure, 7 were Mercedes-Benz.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
out of the least expensive, 7 out of 20 were Jeeps.
Yep.
So maybe keep that in mind when you're looking for your next
car. Exactly.
There were two Jeep Wranglers on that list. It was just on the next page. That's my confusion.
Okay, so, I mean, here's the thing. Consider the insurance cost before you settle on the car, because it can make a $200 or $300 a month difference in what you're going to choose. Here's the other thing: your driving record also has a lot to do mm-hmm. with exactly how expensive that insurance is going
to
be.
Try to avoid an at-fault accident.
Yes,
don't let it be your fault.
As well as your credit rating, because the better your credit, the lower your insurance cost. I'm not sure exactly why that makes sense to anyone, but I guess the fact is they think if you take care of your credit, you'll take care of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I think that's fair. A lot of people have fallen on hard times.
Exactly.
Especially in this last decade. The last thing they need is to pay a higher premium just because they got behind on something else.
But exactly. Yeah.
Whatevers.
Now, if you look at the most expensive states to drive in from an insurance perspective, Michigan is the most expensive state, then West Virginia, Georgia, Washington, D.C., and Rhode Island. The least expensive states are the ones with the least number of cars per capita. Yeah, Iowa, Idaho, New Hampshire, amazingly enough, but it's a small state and it's not heavily populated, Maine and Ohio. If you want to know about where Texas comes in, they are number 14 out of all of the states. Our average premium in Texas is $1,600 a year. If you looked at the average for all of the United States, that's $1,503 a year. So we are slightly above average.
Now, Michigan being the most expensive state, that's really interesting to me. And isn't that where the spiders are?
It is, but I'm not sure there's a direct correlation.
No.
I'm not positive.
They start crawling into that car.
Yeah,
there
control.
Might be.
But I wonder what it is about Michigan that makes it more expensive.
It's a more populous state. They've got a lot of cars, and they've got a lot of people on the road. So you have more accidents.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. We're here every Saturday morning. If you want to send us a fan text, 43733 is the short code. Or you can call Autoflex Leasing. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, see all of our great pre-owned cars. And today, you can see the cars that will be on sale Monday morning. We call those our Save Money Monday cars. Those cars will go to auction on Tuesday. if some lucky individual doesn't buy them on Monday or do a flex buy on them. All great cars, all marked down, all will be gone on Tuesday if you don't buy them on Monday.
Hey, can we go back to something we were talking about in the last segment about the most expensive and least expensive states for auto insurance?
Yeah.
I asked David about, you know, why is Detroit number one? And then I read a little bit further. And guess what? This is really bizarre. Here's what it tells us. In each state, auto insurance rates are a mix of many ingredients, most of which consumers cannot control. Urban areas, traffic conditions, state insurance laws, competition among insurance companies, and the percentage of uninsured drivers and natural disasters all swirl together to influence the rates. Michigan, for example, at number one, is for the most expensive, has a notorious law that guarantees unlimited lifetime benefits to those injured in car accidents.
Wow.
There you have it.
I wonder how bad the injury has to be. I mean, if you just break your wrist or something.
I don't know, but the auto insurance company pays the first $530,000 for every case. They have sky-high insurance rates and many, many uninsured drivers, which affects their rates.
There you have it. And that's how legislation can affect the cost of everything. You can legislate yourself right into really high insurance rates.
That okay. is fascinating. Sorry.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, can you lease with a 650 Beacon score? Yes, you can. Was that it? Okay. Yeah, you can. And let's talk about that a minute, because we were talking about this in the break. Why does it cost so much money to get out of a lease early? Mm. You know, one of the things that you hear is, well, there's no termination fee or no early termination fee. Well, if you're in a lease, the early termination fee is the least of your worries, because that's a very small fee when compared to what it costs to early terminate a lease. And here's why. A lease is designed to depreciate. In other words, the car loses value at the same time the loan pays down, and they are designed so that those two things come together the last month you're in the car. So if you get a car now and you lease it for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, it is designed so that the pay down on the lease and the value of the car will actually match at the end. Any time before that, you should owe more on the car than the value, than the pay down on the car has gotten to. So in other words, in the colloquial, you're upside down. You owe more on the lease than the car is worth. And they're actually designed to work that way. Leases aren't designed to build equity or to be early terminated. They are designed to be worth the same as the payoff in the last month. That's why they have an established residual value. So if you try to early terminate a lease, that's why it costs a lot of money. And here's the other reason. When you start making payments on a lease, just like on a loan, the lender keeps all of that first money you pay as interest. And they keep most of that money you pay as interest as you pay through. And then in the last half of the lease, they start paying the lease down or the depreciation on the car down. So your balance stays really high for the first couple of three years. Mm-hmm. Like on a five-year lease, you generally don't really start paying on the depreciation or on the car until the third year. So you go through 2 years, maybe even 3 years, and you're still going to owe almost what you owed at the beginning. The lender has taken all their interest, mm-hmm. and that's how it works. The same way on a house, works the same way on a car loan.
Yeah.
So when you look at getting out early, it's not a termination fee you need to worry about. It's the depreciation of the car and the depreciation of the loan, and they don't match yet. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Now, if you're an Autoflex leasing client already, and we mine our database, sort of like mining for gold, when we have a client that calls in and asks for a 2011 GMC Acadia, and if we don't have one on the lot that's perfect for them, then we mine our database. We go in looking for our clients that are in that vehicle, ask them about their mileage, and then we'd look and see if it is possible for them to trade early. Every now and then people can do that. Not necessarily in an equity position, but maybe even in a breakout even position. And then sometimes even if it costs them a little, they'd still rather get the new car for just a few dollars more and start all over with a warranty. But
so in a few cases, there are times you can get out early.
And it's usually when the bank underestimated.
Exactly. If the lease is done properly, it's not designed to get out early. It's just that's if you get lucky and the car maintains value, and we can talk about that too. If the car maintains really good value, that helps a lot. But in looking at car values, they are dropping now as far as pre-owned car values. Mm-hmm. Everyone drives a used car. If you've got to use, if you got a car and you're driving it, it's used. So here's how it works.
Because you're using it,
right?
Every year, your car loses value. And before 2008, before the economy crashed, the average car lost 15% per year across the term, 15% a year. And that was for the first 5 years or so. So here's what it looks like now. In 2008, 2009, they stopped making a lot of cars because they weren't selling any cars because people didn't have any money to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So since they weren't making cars, there are less cars on the market right now that would have been made 2008, 9, 10.
Right.
So the cars that are on the street right now are worth more money because there's less of them, supply and demand. The lowest year for depreciation in the history of the world was 2011. Cars only dropped in value 7% in 2011.
Because there was a shortage.
Exactly. That's less than half what they normally would have dropped. But guess what? The leasing business started getting really good again in 2010 and 11, and we started seeing more and more leases, which means we know when they're coming out of them. And those three-year leases are terminating now, the 2010s and 2011s. There's going to be 444,000 more lease terminations this year than there was last year,
mm-hmm.
which means that the depreciation on cars is increasing again. So the car you're driving right now is going to be depreciating at a rate of about 14% a year. And by next year, we're going to get back to the old 15% a year depreciation. What does that mean in normal language? Things are sort of getting back to normal. Things are getting, but the same thing is true. Your used car is not going to be worth a whole heck of a lot more money like it has been for the last couple of years. As we move through the next 2 years, that's going to level out.
You know what? This just kind of took me back because I remember when all this happened and gas prices shot up, and I remember saying, okay, they're going to come back down, relax a little bit. But people were trading, getting out of Tahoes and trucks right and left because they couldn't even afford to drive them because they were living so close on their budget, I suppose. And let me tell you, the people who leased their Tahoes that they were terminating that year, they were very happy to give them back, and the banks were very unhappy about the value. So then they adjusted everything down. And we talked about the how this created a shortage because we went from selling, leasing. However, there were 17 million new vehicles delivered to people every year. 17 million.
Yeah, in 2007, there were 17 million cars.
It dropped to approximately 11 million.
And then went down a little lower than that.
And then it got lower than that.
Yeah.
So that's what really affected the business. You know, all the car dealers going out of business, if everybody remembers that. And then GM, all the stuff. And then we started to recover. And I remember having a conversation. We could probably go back and find it in an old podcast. But we talked about when will things change again? When will the used car values even back out? And I believe you said, or maybe it was even Ruggles, it was going to be 2014, 2015.
Yeah, and that's
and it's
that
simple
was just,
economics.
Yeah, it's just math. You have to look at how many. And leasing drives the used car market because right now, the highest percentage of cars in the history of the world, again, is being leased. It was 28%. In the first quarter of 2014. It has never been that high.
Yeah.
Which means that over 25% of the cars, 28% of the cars, we know when they're coming back on the market again at lease end. So it makes it pretty easy to figure what's going to happen to the used car supply and the value of used cars. And speaking of Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, how is the resale value on the 2013 Toyota Tundra?
It's been strong.
It's very strong. It's the strongest percentage-wise of any pickup out there. Now, the Tundra cost more than a pickup from the Detroit 3, but the resale value is high enough that it at least balances out your total overall cost of driving the car.
So then it's a wash.
It's a wash.
You pay more, but you get more later.
Exactly. And the Tundra is a terribly reliable vehicle also. Mm. And if you haven't driven one, they're really solid and they're quiet. The Detroit 3 all build good pickups. They just are a little bit behind in perceived resale value.
And he really meant that as a positive thing when he said terribly reliable.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Very, very reliable.
All right.
For sure.
We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can even call AutoFlex. Maybe you're interested in a Save Money Monday car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com. You can see all of our great pre-owned cars there. Tammy and I were having an interesting discussion this morning. We had a really great pre-owned car come in, and that car was, it's one of those high-demand cars that you just, you know that if it's on the lot for a day, it's gone.
Right. It didn't last a day.
It didn't last a day. It was gone last night. Yeah. We traded for it yesterday afternoon. It was a Toyota Highlander, and it was gone last night.
Wow. Yeah, it went through its inspection. That's all it had. It didn't even get a detail yet. And David was not happy about it. He said, I saw that car and it wasn't even perfectly clean. And I said, that car wouldn't have lasted the weekend, and you know it. So I said, but he told me it had already gone through its inspection process, so he knew everything was fine, and he's going to rain all weekend anyway, and he's going to give him the detail and so forth next week.
Right.
I said, so there's two sides to this. There's no way it would have lasted, so Corey wouldn't have gotten his great car. And... Mm-hmm. They already inspected it, so it's just, you know, and it needs a bath after the rain. So anyway,
that's true.
Get to Nick and Irving.
Nick and Irving. Hey, we have a 1-year-old son and only one car, so can you imagine? I'm wondering how expensive the Save Money Monday cars are. Lowest to highest. Okay, anywhere from about $15,000 all the way up to about $44,000.
And it's
way different every week. Sometimes we have a lot less expensive cars, sometimes more, and here's why. We actually are going to send these cars to auction on Tuesday. It's a real deal. So that's why we mark them down. It was actually Tammy's idea. Why don't we offer these one day to the public before we send them to auction? Because we know we'll get wholesale at auction. That's it. That's what you get. We can mark them up a tiny little bit, way below retail, and sell them to the public on Monday. And that way we've created another AutoFlex Leasing customer.
Right.
Yeah.
Easy
Let
enough.
Let them get a deal. The thing is, even my uncle called me a couple of days ago about his neighbor wanted a car in the $5,000 range. And I said, those aren't the cars that are going to auction. Those cars also don't last 30 minutes at AutoFlex.
Right.
Because when we get a less expensive vehicle traded, everybody's looking for that price range car.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I think, approximately 50 specialists at our three locations.
Yeah.
That's a lot of salespeople all trying to sell the same inventory. And they're all looking for a $5,000 to $10,000 car for about 5 or 10 customers every single day.
Right.
They're always, we email out, we communicate pretty heavily at AutoFlex. So if you're looking for a specific price range of vehicle, go ahead and call us. Don't wait to try to find it on the website. It won't make it there. That car won't last 24. It won't be here long enough to get to the website.
Right.
That's why David said, I was shaking my head no. He said, you can view all of our cars on it. Well, no, you better call, because some of those cars come in and get sold before they ever get a chance to go to the website, just like that Toyota Highlander. So give us a call. Let us know. We'll put you on the wish list, and then your specialist will look every day at what's coming in and be able to call you.
Well, and the other thing is we shop through the people that we have in cars now. I mean,
that too.
Everyone that's driving that particular car now, we'll give them a call and say, hey, listen, we've got someone that wants your car.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a new car? So we actually help two people at once that way.
Mm-hmm.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text, I've heard Nissan has plans for a pickup with a Cummins diesel engine in the works. Have y'all heard about this? Yes, the Nissan diesel in their Titan truck is set for 2015, and Cummins already does the diesels for the Toyota Tundras. So Cummins locked up that contract with Nissan, and in 2015, you should be seeing a Nissan Titan diesel. Hard for me to say.
That'll be interesting. Somebody needs to put a diesel in a Suburban. I keep hearing this from many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned before, one of my neighbors, his dad converted. He's an engineer. And he found a diesel engine from a truck, bought that, took the gas engine out of this Suburban, put the diesel in it, and he pulls his travel trailer all around. Goes up to Alaska.
Yeah, that's crazy. So April Fool's was this week. Did you guys participate, play any pranks on anyone, or have anything done to you?
I was out of town.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Good thing the airlines didn't try to do anything. Did you, Tammy?
Nope.
Lane, you?
No. Did have my tires go out, though, so that was fun.
Oh, that's not fun at all.
I had to buy three of them yesterday.
All at once?
Oh, man.
No, I had one wear down. They were just worn down. So a public service announcement, get your tires checked. But yes. That one wore down and was flat and had to get two others replaced. It was like $500.
Well, now you'll be well prepared for all of the spring rain crazy weather because you don't need to be riding around on bald tires.
Hopefully.
You bet.
What about you, Sib?
No, I'm not a big fan of April Fool's pranks. I don't think they're funny. And if you mess with me, I'll come for you.
You don't like a donut filled with mayonnaise?
Gross. No, I hate mayonnaise. No, I'm like Mama imagine? June on Honey Boo Boo when it comes to mayonnaise. I can't stand it.
The scary part is you know about that.
I know.
That's, I'm just saying.
Right. But in Australia, they had a funny little prank that they pulled a couple years ago, and it resurfaced again recently.
Build your own mini countryman. And they're running ads that say, you can build your own mini countryman one part at a time. Here's what you do. Every week, we'll send you a different part. There's only 29,762 individual parts. And you can build your own countryman very affordably, one part at a time. The first week, they have screw number A76FD1. And it's only 95 cents plus shipping and handling.
Oh.
Yeah. Which all sounds pretty interesting if you're that kind of a person and think you can build your own car.
How many years would that
take? Yeah.
2,480 years.
Okay.
Is what it takes.
Now, if they shipped you one part a week, it would only be 527 years.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, I thought that was a great ad, though.
It is funny. I wonder if anybody fell for it.
No.
Good. Smart people. Well, I know it's spring because I'm sneezing like crazy and I've got a head full of snot.
Okay.
Morning.
Nice.
Good morning. It's better than a donut.
I'm not sitting next to her. I don't know. I'll take the... Never mind.
Okay, so I know it's spring, though, because everybody's getting their allergies going right now. And if you want to make your car more environmentally friendly just in time for spring, we've got some tips for you.
You know, it doesn't matter if you drive a gas car or a hybrid car, an electric car. There's a lot of things people can do to be more green, especially in the springtime when everything's turning green. First of all, you can minimize your carbon footprint by taking your foot out of the carburetor. If you don't do those really fast starts, it saves you a tremendous amount of gasoline. In fact, and then if you go to some websites, you can figure out how much gasoline you can save several different ways. www.fueleconomy.gov, you can go to an online calculator there, and it will tell you how much gas you will save if you'll just only drive the speed limit. Sybil?
I know. That's so hard to do, though. It's easy to say, yes, I'll do it. But then when you're late somewhere, it's really hard to actually practice.
Well, and here's the other thing. In this time of year, you can get by with it. You know, the big argument is, do you save more money with the air conditioning off and the windows down? Or does that capture more air? And then you get worse mileage without. And so Mythbusters, those wonderful people who take away our childhood dreams, Mythbusters actually ran an experiment. They drove a car around a track 45 miles an hour, steadily, one time for a while with the AC on, one time for exactly the number of same miles with the windows down, and they actually got better gas mileage. The car drove 15 miles further with the windows down. Now, if you wait till July, that's probably not going to work here.
Right.
But, you know, this time of year, you can roll the windows down. Hey, don't wash your car in your driveway. Right now, they figure that we're sending tons and tons of pollutants into the groundwater system by rinsing off our cars that we're washing in our driveway. If you're going to wash it yourself, wash it on the lawn.
But can
that
I
way
say,
the dirt filters out all of those, all those solvents and
soil,
pollutants. Right.
Yeah. The soap is the one thing that you're actually adding, because whatever dirt and stuff is on your car, those things also get washed off when it rains. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they also, there's some waterless car wash products out there, so you can get a waterless car wash and not pollute so much. And then the other thing is, and a few people still do this, if you're going to change your own oil, go to an oil disposal place when you change your oil.
Oh, yeah.
Don't dump it down some drain somewhere, because again, millions and millions of gallons of motor oil are improperly disposed of. The EPA says 185 million gallons a year go into our groundwater system. So,
and we wonder what's wrong with our health.
Right.
You can do a lot of little things to make it a lot better.
And right now, a lot of cities are putting on, you know, help clean up the city events because it's springtime, and they're collecting things like used oil and paint and things that you can't just throw in the trash can. So if you go to your local city's website, you can probably see when their upcoming event is going to be.
Reminds me, spring cleaning for the garage, take out all the old paint cans. That's what I'm doing this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're going to do that, find the local disposal area where you can, because that is very, very dangerous stuff. You don't want to send it to the landfill because your grandchildren will be eating it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Goes back into the ground. Ugh. Okay.
All right. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Lassengame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone numbers to Autoflex are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234. You know, it's a yucky day out there. If you want to shop for cars, great way to do it is to give us a call. Let us do the shopping for you. If you're considering a pre-owned car for a purchase or a flex buy, which saves you even more money, autoflex.com for all of our great pre-owned cars in one place. Hopefully, they'll still be there when you get there because they sell really fast.
That's
seriously.
Right.
And we'll get something else for you, though.
That's
sorry,
right.
Sorry.
And if you want to send us Autoflex Leasing fan text, that number, 43733. Got a couple real quickly that we want to get to. We were just talking about getting rid of your oil and taking it to a manufacturer-friendly place. And this guy says, any parts store will take your old oil. I just can't find someone who will take antifreeze.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did not realize that. Autoflex Leasing fan takes tailgate up or tailgate down. Mythbusters says tailgate up. Great episode a few years ago. I totally agree. It is tailgate up that forms sort of a friction bubble on the back of your truck and actually makes it get better gas mileage. Trust me, if you could get better gas mileage with the tailgate down, the manufacturers would have come up with some sort of a system for that.
And then I wonder if you put a tonneau cover over the bed, if that improves it even more?
I don't know if it improves it, but it certainly changes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it was Thursday night. Those thunderstorms blew through the area. I know there were tornado warning sirens going off in Collin County and up toward Denton. And a lot of people were tweeting pictures to local newscasts with hail, with a golf ball size hail, softball size hail.
Yeah.
Windshields busted out.
Yes.
Windows busted out.
So if you got hail damage on your car, we've got some tips for you.
Okay. The first thing is call your insurance agent before you do anything else. And here's why. You want to let him know right away where you can get your claim in process, because there are going to literally be thousands of claims and insurance companies are going to get backed up.
Yep.
The other thing is, the sooner you start it, the more time it will give you in prep time to make sure you get a good settlement from your insurance company. Now, you're going to be faced with a couple of different things. How do you want to fix the car? There's two main ways to repair hail. One is regular body work where they fill the dents or they grind them, heat them, and then fill them and paint them, or paintless dent repair or PDR. And there is a vast difference in the cost and also the time it takes to do this. But here's the important thing. One works for one case and one works for the other. And don't be dissuaded into thinking that, oh, paintless dent repair will fix this, when you really should have replaced the panel or gotten full body work done
like
to fix the
bigger dents or the
bigger
ones
dents,
the paintless don't work on
because
very well.
They don't work very well and they can come back. So you really need to get, and here's the other thing. Your insurance company is going to say, hey, listen, we're going to have someone look at your car and we'll take care of it and blah, blah, blah. Get more than one estimate. Mm-hmm. Take it to a couple of good shops and make sure they guarantee their work. That's the other big thing. And before you get to your insurance company, when you get to your insurance company's appraiser, you should have at least two appraisals in hand. It's a little bit of trouble, but trust me, it will save you a lot of time and headache because those independent repairers, they don't care about what your insurance company wants to pay. They care about making you happy as the driver. Your insurance company may be trying to save money. So, in fact, they will be trying
Shocker.
To save money. Yeah. So get a couple of appraisals before you see your insurance appraiser.
And can I mention something that I've run across hundreds of times in all these years? A lot of people don't realize they even have hail if their car is silver or champagne or white and you get the really light hail. Get it checked out. If you were in an area that got even a little piece, get it checked out. You probably have some dings.
And here's how to see it the best. Hail shows up under fluorescent light. So if you can pull it inside with a fluorescent light and then look across the surface, you'll be able to see even terribly small hail dents. But Tammy's exactly right. The lighter the color of the car, the less those will show when you're looking at it in the sunlight.
And I'm surprised how many people didn't want to claim the hail because they were afraid their rates would go up, their premiums would go up. However, it is not a crash. It's not an accident. It's an act of Mother Nature. So it is going to be falling under your comprehensive insurance. Therefore, it does not raise your premiums. Now, when we mentioned earlier about the most expensive states to insure cars, one of the things that goes into the whole entire pool of insurance just determining what the rates are for that state is things like our hail and tornadoes. So that's already like in your policy. You're already paying a little more for that. So go get your car fixed.
Exactly. Yeah. And take a really good look at your car. As Tammy said, if you don't think you got it, make sure you don't. Because when you go to return that car as a lease or resell that car as an individual,
we'll find it.
I promise you, I look for it. And I know how to look for it. Uh-huh. And here's the other thing. We've had a lot of customers come in over the years.
They didn't even know they had hail.
They did not know they had hail in their car.
Wow.
Because they're driving a white or a silver car. They never looked at it under a fluorescent light. Mm-hmm. Even the light in your garage, even if it's not fluorescent, pull the car in there, turn the light on, and scan the surface from the side. You'll be able to see those little dents.
So kind of get down, have the body panel at eye level. So if you're looking at the hood, you need to kind of get down there at that eye level and look across. And then you'll see the little divots. And you'll I didn't know that was there. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So what else about hail, David?
Well, I mean, that's really about it. It's going to take a little while to get fixed. If you've got substitute vehicle coverage in your insurance, that's a big plus. If you don't have substitute vehicle insurance, you need to get that the next time you renew your policy. Call your agent and say, hey, if my car's in the shop, I need a car to drive. That will save you a lot of money and time.
And keep this in mind, too. A body shop will take your car in for repair, and then it just gets to sit there and wait. So it'll use up your rental car days.
Yep.
So you need to make sure you know when they're going to start and when they're going to finish. And if everybody in your area where everybody got hail is busy, go to a town with a body shop where they didn't have hail.
And the other thing, yeah, exactly. And the other thing is don't just check your car into the shop before you have the appraisals done.
Yeah.
Because it'll just sit until your insurance adjuster shows up.
I've seen it
get
happen.
Get all that stuff done first. And then when you go to your shop, say, look, how long is it going to take to repair my car? Here are my estimates. Here's my insurance company. And they'll be able to give you a good time.
Mm-hmm. Good tips.
Yep. Okay.
Well, we don't really like to give the bad ones.
That's true.
All right. You know, texting and driving has become more and more of a problem. And now the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration is actually, they've created an $8.5 million TV, radio, and media, social media program to warn people about texting and driving. Distracted driving resulted in 3,328 fatal crashes last year. And they figure 415 of those people died because of texting. So, it's an interesting thing because it's sort of like the films we saw in Driver's Ed. It shows people crashing into people.
Red
it
shows asphalt. People,
yeah, mm-hmm. Red asphalt.
That was the name of it.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's red what, asphalt is what we had to watch.
We called, is that what it was called?
I think movie? So, yeah.
We called our shows Crispy Critters and stuff because cars would crash and burn.
Right.
It was
okay,
terrible.
So in Texas, they ban all cell phone, handheld or otherwise, for bus drivers and for novice
Good.
Drivers.
Novice?
Yeah.
Young drivers? Okay.
And for commercial drivers, but we have no ban on texting and driving in Texas. Now, there are some individual cities that do. I know Arlington does.
Mm-hmm.
There are several cities that do. But we have no state law against that, and that's really, really interesting because it's such an obvious thing.
We do rely heavily on businesses that have people out driving, like the UPS trucks and the postal workers and so forth. They are not supposed to do it. They
right.
can lose their job.
No, commercial drivers,
I've talked to a mailman,
yeah.
and yeah. I've talked to truck drivers who said, oh, I'll lose my job if something happens, and I was they know I was texting. I have no job.
Mm-hmm.
So next week I'll be in New York for some conferences, and it's also the beginning of the New York Auto Show. And just like 50 years ago, the Ford Mustang is going to be displayed on the observation level of the Empire State Building. They
cool.
are going to take a Ford Mustang and put it on the observation level of the Empire State Building. You say, how do they do that? You think maybe they got a hoist and they're going to pull it up. Well, they can't. They don't have anything that'll work. That light's too high. And you think maybe they'll drop it with a helicopter. Nope, doesn't work. The spire on the top of the building gets in the way. They can't swing one in and drop it. They're going to do it the same way they did, the same way Lee Iacocca did 50 years ago. They're going to take the car apart and put it in the elevators.
Oh, that's smart.
And put it on the and then reassemble it on the observation deck. And that will begin.
Brilliant.
That will begin next. Well, it'll begin on the 14th of April.
That's
and
the,
be ready.
The assembly?
The assembly will begin on the 14th of April, and it'll be ready to look at by the 15th.
No way. It's only going to take one day for that?
Well, let me tell you, they use a little trick. They're going to cut the car into three pieces.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
But still having to wait for the elevator, and hopefully there's nobody else waiting.
Let me tell you.
All the buttons, making you stop at all the floors.
I made a mistake of doing the Empire State Building when I was in New York one summer. We changed the name of the whole experience because of how many... We were in that line over 4 hours. Because it was summertime, so all the kids in America, I think, were... And, well, across the world, were visiting the Empire State Building.
Oh, my gosh. What did you change the name to?
Fascinating. Oh, I can't say it on the air.
Oh.
Okay, so one quick thing. We've got a fan texter that says, 2012 totaled my 08 Focus. Here's the thing.
That's a bad one.
Here's the thing. The way you determine whether your car is a total loss or not
is
to get three appraisals, because oftentimes your insurance company might not want to total the car because of hail, because of expense. Get some other appraisals. And the way you figure out if your car is a total loss, what it's worth as salvage plus what it costs to repair it, if that's more than the car's worth, it's a total loss. It's not necessarily a percentage of or this or in this case. It's all money.
My dad did a good deal one year. His car was totaled by hail because it wasn't an expensive car. They totaled it, and he said, what are you going to do with it? And they said, well, you know, it'll go to salvage. He says, can I buy it back from you? They said, yes. So he had bought it back for like $126 after they gave him check for like $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just drove it. He's like, engine's fine. I don't care.
And they'll do that too.
Yeah.
That's a good system.
So don't let them just take your car away. It's paid off.
We're out of time, but if we didn't get to your AutoFlex leasing fan text, feel free to call 817 or 972-234-1234, and they should be able to help you out. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to Lane Lewis.
And I want to say hey to Charles and Joel.
What's up? All right, we'll see you guys again. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.